Hey guys, welcome to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. My name is Kirk Smith, and this is my co-host
Graham K. Yeah,
you sound good this week, Graham. You sound good, buddy.
I feel good. I'm on my second coffee.
Nice.
And ready to go. You know,
you're out in the East Coast of Canada.
I was East Coast for 3 weeks. You know, fighting with fishermen. Kissing codfish, slamming rum. Oh boy! And I'm flying back to LA tomorrow. Very excited. Yes,
back to the heat of the action.
Yeah, back to the heat, baby. Very exciting.
That's great.
Yeah, I can't wait. We'll play basketball. I think I'm okay. I think I'm a little better.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was just telling you off air, I gave up sugar. That's been really hard. But yeah, I probably dropped a few pounds and moved a few pounds around, I hope.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have to play basketball. I don't recommend it. It sucks.
So I can dunk on you again. Remember that time I dunked on you?
Guys, welcome to Graham's Dream. That's what the name of this podcast is. It's just Graham's dreams. Is the things he imagines happen.
It's Trump. You just say something, anything, and then people will... They'll just remember that.
I don't want to get too political, but Graham dunking on Kirk Smith is definitely fake news. That's 100% fake news, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's your opinion. That's my opinion.
Canada's really changed. You know, really changed, Graham.
People have seen it. People have heard it.
I don't want to say that I've dunked on you, but smart people are saying I have dunked on you.
Oh, you have to be taller than 6'1" to dunk on somebody. You have to be at least 6'4".
I'm like 6'2" with hair gel.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do. Yeah, that's true.
Guys, this is Autastic, a comedian's guide to autism. If the intro was confusing.
Comedian's guide to middle-aged men playing basketball against each other and autism. It's a very niche podcast.
We cover dunking. Really, we cover dunking and balding. That's it. That's all we cover.
Yep.
And I have a severely autistic son who is 18. And Graham, tell us about your brother Pete.
Pete is 32. I'm going to see him in an hour before I fly back to LA. And we're going to go bowling. And we're going to go to this pizza chain that only exists in Canada called Boston Pizza, which makes no sense.
That makes zero sense. Okay.
It makes no sense on so many levels. A, that it's only in Canada, and B, that they would choose to name it after a Irish Catholic city in America.
What about Milan or like Italy or even Brooklyn or whatever.
Chicago.
Chicago.
New York.
There you go.
Chicago.
Yeah. Or Italian or anyway, whatever.
Anything.
Giuseppe's, Napolitano, whatever.
Boston. Boston Pizza.
I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but that's his favorite place. He loves Boston Pizza. He loves it. He loves getting a jug of beer.
Okay.
Which means a pitcher of beer. He calls it a jug. And then, we get a pizza. It's pretty, he gets like the million meat pizza, whatever that is. And you're like, Peter, can we put one vegetable on it? He's like, no.
Can we have a meat pizza, hold the bread and the sauce, please?
just sauce is enough.
Chunk of meat. That's funny. I was, this week I was in the Maritime. I was in St. John. Yo, the people up there are incredibly friendly. This isn't my week in review, but I landed there at like 1:30 in the morning.
This is Canada. You're in
it's Canada. Yeah,
Canada.
Sorry.
You were where I was. We were like an 8-hour drive from each other yesterday.
I know somebody told me that, but I'm like, I don't have a car and I have other things I have to do, like catch a plane.
Fine. Well, it'd be insane.
Plus, I'll see him in LA.
It'd be like, I'm in New York and I got a friend in DC. Let's go drive to see him, even though I'm going to see him in 2 days.
Exactly. And I would see you and be like, hey, what's up? Nothing. Hey, what's up? Okay, see you later. That's it. All right. But so it's like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm on a comedian's budget. Basically, I took this gig just because it was like, I want to check it out. I'm not even headlining. Mm. So it's like, you know, the money is. So I was like, okay, well. Mm. So I'm just asking people, hey, you want to split a cab downtown? Because I'm staying right downtown. You know where you stay. And this guy's like, sure. So I'm talking to this guy. He's a comedian. He's like, oh, my friend's has an autistic daughter. And so we're just chit-chatting. And so he's, oh, I've heard of the book. So I signed a book for him. He was really excited. The long and the short of it is, he took me out to lunch twice.
This is a cab driver?
No, this is just some guy. I just met some guy. I just walked up to people and like, hey, you want to split a cab to downtown?
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
all I've got is my carry-on. And, yeah. you know, it's 30 bucks sure. or whatever. And, we're both going the exact same place.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So I used to do that in New York when I used to live there. So, but man, the people are so nice, almost unsettlingly so. I sent a text to somebody. I'm like, if I'm murdered, I'm hanging out with Steve Totten because this guy's very friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody on the plane had told me about a restaurant called Churchill's. So I'm like, oh, I've heard of that place. Oh, it's my best friend's place. So we went there to eat the next day. It's just funny. People are so friendly. He's a wine distributor. He dropped off like 4 bottles of wine. I'm like, I'm staying 3 days. Like, I can't drink 4 bottles of wine by myself in my hotel room.
That's awesome.
But no, so like nice,
incredible.
Dude.
They're incredible out there. They're incredible. Like, it's like...
I feel like I was being punked.
No, it's too much. It's if you ever go to Newfoundland, they will, like, you can, it's like, it's even that times two. Like, you don't have to pay for a drink if they find out you're not from there, ever. And they won't let you go home.
It was the craziest thing. It was the craziest. Some guy came up in the street. I bought this goofy hat because it was minus 16, you know, so I'm wearing a toque. Yeah. So it's goofy, you know, so they can tell I'm a tourist. Some guy walks up to me, he's like, oh, that's a great hat, are you a model, like, going, and I'm like, what? And so I'm like waiting for, like, what's the punchline, like, you asking me for money, and then, you know, like, what do you need? And then he's like, okay, well, have a good day, walks away. In New York, though, it ended with, I ran out of gas and I need $5 for my car. And yeah, so anyway.
Yeah.
It was, the people were so incredibly nice. It was very, very funny.
I'm glad you had a good time.
And then it's, you know, it's 100,000 people there. Thursday night show goes well. Friday night, I go get some coffee. Sure enough, hey, I saw at the comedy club last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was an amazing time. It was an amazing time. I'm trying to schedule to go back already.
Did you like the city? The little city they got there?
You know, it's pretty, right? I didn't have a car, so I didn't get a chance to see the reversing rapids, I guess, which is a thing. But
I don't know. I just walked around.
But yeah, they have those big wood statues. They have a giant moose. It's like 10 feet tall. I guess it's to scale, too, they say. And you can see it on my Instagram page, friends, Kirk Smith Comedy. Little plug there shamelessly. And what else did I do there? They had some good restaurants. You know, they're really proud of their beer. And we hung out at a little place called Five and Dime. It was funny. It's everything's a little different. We went to that market that's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was great. It's encouraging after the show. I always do some material about autism, even in the short set, just to like, I feel like it's an opportunity to connect with people and just be vulnerable. And so I had quite a few moms, like I had a lady come up and she was a little emotional and encouraged. And so it was good. I really spreading the good news. I felt like it was good, man. I really enjoyed it.
Well, good. That's good. Time. People came up to you after. That's awesome.
Yeah. And you know, like, oh, my kid's autistic and you know, they're sharing their stories. And so, yeah, there's more that unites us than divides us. So it was a great trip. I was very humbled by how nice the people were, which sounds silly, but man, they're nice. I was like, geez, Louise.
Yeah.
I'm pretty nice, but that's like, I feel like they're playing a prank on me.
When you live in a small place, it's not exhausting being nice because you only see a few new people every once in a while.
Well, maybe that's true. But
if you live in a big place, you just see a million new people every day. It's just impossible. It's exhausting to be that nice.
But I met some names after some people after the show, and I'll change the names. But like, they'll be like, "Oh, that's everybody knows everybody." So like, "Oh, that's Susie. She's a crazy person. Be careful."
Yeah.
Everybody knows everybody. Like, yeah. Oh, she'll get drunk and then try to, you know, everybody, like, they know exactly who everybody is. Oh, that's Fred. Yeah, he's married. He doesn't think he's married, but he's married. He knows he's married. So, you know, everybody knows who everybody is. So funny. Yeah. Oh, that he owns the you know, he owns this restaurant. Oh, this guy works at the gas station. Oh, this guy's, yeah, it's funny.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it? You couldn't stay?
I need some anonymity in my life.
Well, that was one thing I was thinking. Holy crap, if you dated somebody there, you hang, you could date one person in the town, because then everybody knows, they would know you as, oh, that's Kate's ex-boyfriend or something.
Mm. I think that's why everyone gets married in small towns.
Well, I think when you, the scientists have done this study, like something about like, if you have too much choice, it's impossible to make a choice. Like if you go to see cereal and there's 20,000 cereals, there's like 1,800 different kinds of Captain Crunch, you end up buying nothing. But if there's like two cereals, do you want the one with the hippie on the cover or do you want the sugar cereal? Now you know what you want, basically.
Yeah.
I'll take the Captain Crunch, please.
That's a good analogy.
That's funny. All right. We should, let's talk about, should do a little
autism?
Yeah. Let's talk.
We did a bit.
That's true.
A bit.
That's true. And I did.
To my brother, he talked about helping people on the east coast of Canada.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's a good week in review, man. Right. I think
we did. That's our week in review. I'm going.
Should we do in the news? We got a suite in the news.
Yeah, this is in Wired magazine. I kind of like the science magazines. The older I get, on the sidebar, I started watching Neil deGrasse's was it Mysteries of the Cosmos? It's blowing my mind. I can watch like 10 minutes at a time, and then my brain's full. But
I don't like the way he talks. Like he talks to you like you're in eighth grade or something.
I know, but I need it.
Yeah. Just the tone.
Tone is I understand. Some people think it's a little condescending. I get that. Mm. But the information. Listen, when I was in school, there were only like protons and electrons, and now they're breaking down the protons and they're like quartz or something, and they're like each. There's all these smaller things they're discovering I've never heard of. So I was like,
you've heard of quarks? Quarks?
I mean, yeah, not recently, but not when I was in school. They hadn't been discovered yet.
Yeah, they did.
In the 90s? I don't believe so.
There's a radio show about science that my parents used to listen to in like the 80s called Quarks and Quarks.
Am I crazy? Maybe it was our textbooks we were using in Ecuador.
Maybe, yeah. There, we found out. We figured it out.
Well, I'm being serious. I don't think we talked about that. All right. Maybe I'm an idiot. Yeah, it's probably both.
I don't think you did.
I do think we used old books. I'm not being funny.
No, I think you did. Yeah.
Anyway, focus, Kirk. Anyway, this is in Wired magazine. This is you get two guys with ADD doing a podcast. It goes all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Wired magazine. I like it. I get down. The title is 18 new genes have been linked to the spectrum disorder. It talks about the MSSNG project is working to fill the gaps in our knowledge of the spectrum disorder. And it's just this is a UK version. Talks about autism affects 700,000 people in the UK alone. More than one in 100, and they suspect ASD, which is autism spectrum disorder, is the result of a combination of environmental and genetic factors. And now the world's largest autism database, Autism Speaks MSSNG project, has highlighted an additional 18 gene variations linked to its development.
Hmm.
So I don't know, I think it's interesting. Since 2014. The collaborative project between Google and Autism Speaks has sequenced the DNA of more than 10,000 families affected by ASD, and the goal is to identify subtypes of autism to one day create personalized treatment. So this is the great thing, because like we've talked about before, if you know one person with autism, one person with autism. So, what my son's going through and what your brother experiences aren't the same thing. And so, we need specialized treatment. And so to me, the more information, the better.
Right, but is this going to go back to that old thing that we've always talked about where people are going to start isolating those genes and then not having kids?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's always the fear, right? But I guess that's part of what knowledge is about, though, right? You can use knowledge for good or for evil. It's always a two-edged sword. You can always use knowledge for love and to try to help somebody, or you could use it to try to destroy somebody. So I don't think the solution is not gaining knowledge, because some people will misuse it. I think you have to err on the side of knowledge. What do you think? I can't believe I'm saying this point. Usually it's the other way around.
I mean, obviously. You're getting closer to maybe not a cure, but figuring out what causes it,
cause is the first step, and I think privacy is very important. I don't think so that you can't discriminate against people, but I think people wanting to know I think is reasonable. You want to know and prepare and get treatments, and yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's reasonable.
Yeah, but knowing the gene won't help you get any sort of treatment. Knowing the gene will help you, like, go, like...
Well, yes and no, right? Because if it's... and I don't know anything about the science. This is not a science podcast, by the way, people. But from what I understand from gene therapy is eventually, if you figure out what genes are causing it, you could repair those genes, right? And now, again, this gets into a different discussion we've had many times about should we cure autism? And you know, people obviously who have autism feel strongly that some people feel they don't need a cure. But for people like my son this week was off for school, didn't sleep. He's sleeping like 3 hours a night. Now he's happy, but, you know, something's slightly amiss for him to not be sleeping that much. You know, the synapses are not firing correctly in his little brain. And so
that's not healthy for him.
No. So, you know,
I'm sorry to hear that.
So I think I think finding the isolating the genomes is a good first step. What we do with the thing is obviously what we do with the information could be used for good or for evil, but I'm going to say we're going to use it for good.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure we will. I was just playing devil's advocate.
No, that's good.
But you think that they could use gene therapy to help change your son's brain?
I thought that's what I thought eventually that's what gene therapy does. Like you can in the womb, right? That's the goal. That in the womb.
In the womb, not now.
No, my son's. Listen, my son's. He's no longer in the cooking process. He's baked. He's like a cake that all the ingredients are in and it's been baked. And I love my son. And I'm not trying to. I'm trying to help him live the fullest, happiest version of his life. Mm-hmm. But if his sister wants to have kids in 10 years, 15 years, and they, but in that time go, listen, you could have this thing, or we could figure this out through gene therapy. We could give you this thing and it would help fix that little strand of your gene chromosome, whatever that's missing or tilted one direction or whatever. I mean, to me, that doesn't sound bad. You know, that's not the same thing as saying, let's, you know, that my son's not a human being or whatever. Yeah, of course he is. Yeah.
No, I agree.
You're at the slippery slope.
It's good. I mean, I just hope that, it's just like, I hope that we don't take away the certain level of genius.
That's
a certain level of specialty in people's brains. I mean, because people want to get rid of, you know, I mean, I understand that or like somebody with an severely autistic, if someone was like, listen, if I had a pregnant wife and they were like, he's going to be severely autistic, I'd be like, well, that's gene therapy that. You know.
Yeah. Well, I think someday we're going to put together a gig in Sweden, and you'll come meet my son. And,
yeah, I love that.
And we'll hang out, and you'll see. You know, he's going to be 19 this year, and it's not even about. I mean, partly it's about the people around him and the care that he requires, but it's also the life that he's allowed to live. You know, I think he would live a much richer life if he could read. You know, if you could communicate with him, and he could read a little bit. But, you know, read the classics or you know,
read a little bit?
Well, he can type a little bit. So he's obviously reading a little bit, you know, cause he types, he can type his videos. You know, we were talking about, he types VeggieTales. So I don't know if he's sounding out the words, but he's definitely memorizing the order. It's V E G G I. So, and he can find it on the keyboard. His his motor skills for writing are not good at all, but typing on the keyboard, he can pound out a few little things. Things that he likes, but that's the beginning. So if we could get him to... I was shocked at how much I enjoyed this science, because I'm not very nerdy, I'm pretty jockey, how much I enjoyed this science stuff. It was blowing my mind to talk about the unexplored and the things we don't know, and it's strangely encouraging, you know, even as far as autism, to think there's so much we don't know and we're learning, and you know, even the scientists from 100 years ago sound like idiots now. You know, it talks about the positions they held. Well, compared to what we know now, they don't know anything. So
yeah.
I'm hoping science will be the same, you know, in 50 years. They'll be like, oh, they thought autism was this. Obviously, it's not. Obviously, it's all gut, you know, it's all gut bacteria. Because there's a new thing about the three minds. I don't know if you've heard this. We'll save this for another episode. But there's a new thing about gut bacteria that they're talking about. And, you know, what if they found that out? Listen, basically you need to take these probiotics and a yogurt, and then it'll help you sleep, and the sleep is going to affect your brain. And, well, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, we were still leeching people a couple hundred years ago, so yeah.
I've heard about that.
Electroshock therapy was a thing. They use, you know, shock someone's brain until it smells like fried brain. Crazy.
Okay. Did we do it? We do another episode?
We did it, guys. Guys, take a second to like us on Facebook. Kirk Smith Comedy. Graham K. Comedy. This is a short little episode, but we just wanted to give you guys something. We love you. You can do it. Find us on patreon.com/autastic. AU. This is your part, Graham. Go ahead. I'm talking over you.
Okay, fine. Thanks. thanks for letting me do the begging.
Oh, no, I can do that part. I mean, I'm doing the whole thing, I felt like. Autastic
is... patreon.com/autastic. patreon.com/autastic. That is to donate to our podcast. You can donate for $1 an episode. It helps us. It goes a long way. Anyway, appreciate it a lot. Thank you very much, guys. You guys are fantastic.
One more quick thing. If you have episode ideas, we're beginning notes lately. We appreciate those. Just because we don't use them, don't stop sending them. We have our little process, but please keep sending us episode ideas, interesting articles in the news, and then take a second to friend us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And we love you guys. You can do it.
Thanks very much. Yeah, you can, if you want to, you can find us on Facebook. If you want to, we have a Facebook page, Autastic. Pardon me, if you'd like to send us your ideas there, or autasticpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye,
that's
guys.
It, right?
That's it. I'll see you soon, buddy.
All right.
You can do this.